named Lacey Vaughn, a shifter named Adam St. James, and a newcomer named Gary, whom I hadn't quite puzzled out yet. Of my three housemates, I had a good idea who was most likely the culprit behind the midnight hullabaloo. Adam St. James. Despite his name, there was nothing saintly about the man. He was charming, clever, and absurdly good-looking. The problem was that he knew it. Lost in thought, I didn't see Boots in the dimly lit hallway until I nearly tripped over him. He growled at the impact, but then began to weave around my ankles, rubbing his head against my legs. I conjured a small orb of light to guide us the rest of the way. "Sorry, Bootsy." He peered up at me and blinked once, looking pointedly at my legs. I groaned as I realized I was about to go outside wearing my hot pink pajama pants with cartoon pineapples splashed across them. Oh, Adam was going to have a field day when he saw them. "Come on," I muttered, as the 20-pound cat continued to circle my legs. With the tip of my slipper, I nudged him out of the way and made a beeline for the front doors of the manor. If Adam was out there causing a ruckus, I had to stop him before someone in the neighborhood got suspicious. The last thing I needed was the cops showing up, nosing around and asking a bunch of questions. The crisp night air bit into the exposed skin on my arms, raising goosebumps as soon as I stepped onto the wraparound porch. I tugged lightly on the doorknob, and the front door closed behind me without a sound. With Boots still on my heels, I crept quietly around the side of the house to where my windows were located, and stopped a few paces away from the source of the noise. Peering into the night, I realized that I was wrong. It wasn't Adam poking around the flower beds. I froze and quickly extinguished the magic orb of light in my hand. The moon was nearly full and provided enough light for me to see that a man, dressed from head to toe in black, was creeping away from my windows and heading around to the back of the house. He had a flashlight in one hand and was shining it at the foundation of the house. My fingers itched, and a warm pulse of magic flowed into the palm of my hand, ready if I needed to fire off a stunning spell. "Stop!" I called out into the night between us. "I have a weapon!" Boots meowed loudly to emphasize my threat. I rolled my eyes. Perfect, very threatening. An overweight house cat for backup. The man turned around and raised his hands, the beam of his flashlight shooting up into the sky. He sounded slightly panicked as he responded,
"Hey, hey, look, I'm unarmed."
"Who are you?" I demanded as I folded my arms, magic still at the ready should I need it. His gaze darted up and down me, and then a sour frown appeared on his lips.
"I thought you said you were armed."
I shrugged. "Does it matter? Who are you, and why are you sneaking around my house?" The man eyed me and Boots with a smirk.
"I just think one should always be honest."
I snorted. Was this guy for real? I cocked my hip and glared at him.
"Says the creep sneaking around my backyard at midnight."
The man surprised me by chuckling softly. With his hands still in the air, he replied,
"All right, fair point. I'm gonna drop my hands now. Promise you won't sick your tabby on me?"
I glanced down at Boots. "What do you think?" He mewed and rolled over in the soft dirt.
"Happy?"
I asked, cutting my glance back to the intruder. "I'm pretty sure he's not going to attack." He must have been appeased because he pocketed his hands and took a few steps closer to us. The pulse of magic in my hand warmed. With a single flick of my fingers, I could stop him in his tracks. "Not yet, Holly." When he was within a few feet of me, I held out my other hand.
"That's close enough,"
I warned him. "Now tell me who you are, or I'm going to go call the police and tell them there's some kind of peeping Tom in the neighborhood." He scratched his chin, and a glint of amusement lit his eyes.
"That expression always makes me feel bad for guys named Tom."
I wasn't amused.
"Who are you?"
I spat between gritted teeth. The fatigue from my long day was kicking in. I wanted to get back inside to my warm bed and the sweet comfort of sleep.
"Easy there, Peaches. My name is Nick Rivers."